poll, 66% of Democrats believe changing one's biological sex is possible. By Hannah Blow on March 17, 2022. Most Democrats believe an individual can be either a man or a woman regardless of his or her biological sex, a survey from The Economist/YouGov found. The survey presented respondents with two scenarios and asked the respondents to choose which statement comes closer to your views, even if neither is exactly right. The choices were as follows. Whether someone is a man or a woman is determined by the sex they were assigned at birth. Someone can be a man or a woman even if that is different from the sex they were assigned at birth. Essentially, the poll asked if the respondents believed a person could be a man or a woman even if the person's sex contradicted his or her biological sex. Most Americans, 56%, said biological sex assigned at birth determines if someone is a man or a woman, although 44% believed otherwise. However, a majority of Democrats, 66%, believe that someone can be a man or a woman regardless of what sex they were assigned at birth. That coincides with the statistic from the poll that 70% of Biden voters thought the same way. On the flip side, 88% of Trump voters said sex is wholly determined by what a person is assigned at birth, and 86% of Republicans overall shared that belief. Of the independents who were polled, a majority, 58%, agreed that being a man or woman is determined by biological sex, compared to 42% who thought otherwise. The survey was taken March 12 to 15, 2022. Among 1,500 U.S. adult citizens, and had a margin of error of about 3%. This week, USA Today took the far-left lunacy to the next level, declaring Dr. Rachel Levine, the Transgender Assistant Secretary for Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as one of its Women of the Year, despite the fact that he is a biological man.